Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Later this week, Nick Hoff in the studio, Nick Allen in the studio, Rob Riggle on the phone tomorrow, and Tim Matheson, actor Tim Matheson, on the phone in 10 minutes, I believe. Am I right, Puss, or is that later?
No, you're right.
10 minutes. Tim Matheson. In the new movie Child's Play.
There's a clip in there for him, by the way.
I got it. I got that ready to go. I think that's it. It's called Child's Play, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nothing gets by me.
Cryptic system, I know.
Yeah, that's right. Craig's in the house.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 1873. You might remember where you were when Susan B. Anthony was fined $100 for attempting to vote in the 1872 election.
That ain't going to happen.
That fine was never paid.
Figures.
That's a pretty hefty fine back in 1873.
How much was it?
$100.
It's going to be 1,000 now, isn't it? Look at that push.
At least.
Yeah.
Probably more.
You're right.
1873, $100.
The inflation calculator. Does it go back to 1873? Probably does.
About to find out.
All right.
Yeah, you could get a car for it.
That's one of my favorite. $100. One of my favorite geeky things. Todd likes geeky things. I do too. Inflation calendar.
The inflation.
I like the inflation calendar. I do.
Is there an app you can get for that?
No, I don't think so. There might be. I don't know.
You might not really need an app.
No, you just go to the inflation calendar. Calculator.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then you got to punch in all kinds of, numbers and letters. When you could just dial up the app and boom, right there, inflation calendar. Type in the year.
Calculator.
Oh, damn.
What's $1,000 in 1873 now?
$34,712 today.
Oh, sorry, it was $1,000.
No, yeah, it was.
Or was it? Was it 100?
No, 100. It was 100.
Oh, I'm sorry.
100.
I added one too many zeros. Hold on. It would be $2,118.18.
That's a big fine.
How much?
We're trying to vote.
$2,118.18.
Yeah. Good thing we got rid of that voter suppression, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All those years ago, we got rid of that voter suppression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody gets the vote now. They can make it easy on you, too.
So the...
Can you imagine how pissed off people were back in the day when women got the... I mean, we've all been in bars in our lifetime where we've heard people say the most horrible, stupid things about people's rights. And now, so this is the same bar in 1920 they could first vote?
That sounds right. That time period.
Yeah. You freaking believe that? I know what happened. A lot of guys said this. My wife's not voting.
There you go.
That was it. I ain't letting her vote.
She knows better.
I ain't dating any woman that votes.
That was said. That was said all across America.
Maybe my wife knows enough to just let me vote.
Right.
Or, good, now my guy will get 2 votes.
Oh, that's right. I'm walking in there with her.
She's going to vote my guy. I tell her to vote.
Yeah, all that stuff happened, right? Be on the right side of history, if you can.
Now, in Missouri, they might be the first state to allow outdoor cremations.
Somebody sent this for Todd because of his funeral pyre we want to do with the lake and everything.
That, yes, he does want to do that.
So Lake of the Ozarks now could probably do it legally.
The funeral pyre that you guys want to do.
No,
here's we don't care what the truth is. We assume that you want this.
First of all.
And I swear.
Flaming arrows at Lake of the Ozarks now.
I was just sure that this was Todd's idea that he wanted to do it.
It was Todd's idea.
Yeah,
we all think this was your idea. Todd,
push your dead body on a raft, and we shoot flaming arrows at you. And to defeat the purpose of missing you, we're going to shoot you point blank range on the deck on the sideline and then shove you out. That's pretty much.
And by missing, we mean not hitting. Yeah. Not hitting.
We might not hit you point blank range.
Flaming arrow.
Oh, it's in his head. That's bad. Sorry about
that. Ed's hair caught fire. So Missouri might be the first state to allow us to cremate Todd outdoors.
Now, they're going to have to build just a flamer of a bonfire.
Yeah.
Because it takes a pretty hot fire to burn your bones.
Now, are they going to,
teeth?
They're going to make this, it could be more regulated than what we're thinking. You just throw Grandpa on a fire in your backyard.
Oh, it's
you can't
much,
do that.
It's much more regulated than that.
Gotcha.
Because that's what they're afraid of.
I know. I would be
they're
afraid
of that.
They're
afraid of idiots throwing Grandpa.
We're burning Grandpa later.
Yeah.
Is he dead? Yeah, of course he is.
They're afraid of idiots throwing Grandpa on the grill.
Exactly.
But now, there's a town in Colorado that allows this. But I
there's
think,
one.
Yeah, it's mostly a Native American thing.
Got it.
It's a not that is Crestone, Colorado.
Crestone, Colorado. Yeah, that's right.
About 160 miles southwest of Denver, their Crestone End of Life Project is a not-for-profit organization. They get state permits to organize ceremonies for people who live or own land in the surrounding county.
Yeah, here's what you can do though in Missouri, because a lot of guys are going to want to do this because they will have fond memories of Missouri because that's where they go to get their M80s every year.
That's true. That's true.
Once Dad passes,
we're going to stick a firecracker in his ass.
We're going to take Dad, or we're going to go down to Missouri. We're going to blow his ass off with the
M80.
You're going to stuff him full
of M80s.
Just a belly full of M80s
and an ass
light him off.
An ass full of M80s, I prefer.
Well, both.
Oh, so you can blow off on both sides.
Oh, yeah. You stuff them in from both ends.
Right there, one in the dink.
Because that's what Dad would want.
Get him coming and going.
Right. You just stuff my intestines full of M80s and you light them off.
That's where I wanted to go. Yep.
So this bill is called...
Well, you're not dead yet, Dad. You will be.
You do that right next to my favorite fireworks stand, too.
Damn right.
This bill is called the Jedi Disposal Act.
Put on some whaling, too. You know, Dad looks whaling.
And it would allow licensed funeral directors to organize outdoor cremations at licensed crematoriums or private sites that have permits, according to the Kansas City Star.
I don't recall a Jedi cremation in the Star Wars films. But apparently,
in
that's...
the franchise, there's two of them that are cremated in public ceremonies.
What do they do?
Oh, they just
burn them on a stack of Jedis?
They burn them and,
with lasers?
I don't know. I don't recall, but apparently there were at least a couple of scenes.
Put a phaser in his ass.
So now they're just waiting on the governor to sign this bill.
Is he going to?
No word. Waiting on the decision.
Isn't there a smell?
I would assume so.
I don't know. I'm sure it's pretty brutal if there is.
Not if the fire's going that hot.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, it's like you don't go.
But I also think it's one of those situations you might be invited to a party you didn't know why you're invited to. And you show up, you're having beers, and some hillbilly grabs his dad over his shoulders from some barn.
If there were
walks
a smell.
Out, hey, is that your dad? Yeah, we're burning him tonight.
Well, funeral directors originally resisted this proposal just because of that. They're afraid people would just host impromptu bonfires and throw Grandpa
on the fire.
Yeah.
Right.
On the fire in the backyard, but then health and safety requirements were added to the bill.
I might not bring the kids. It's pretty scarring, but I'd go probably.
No, but your crematorium knows.
I'm going to yours, Todd.
There's a number. The fire has to be so hot. It has to be burning at such and such a degree in order to make ashes out of the bone and the teeth.
They say the Native Americans did it in trees. The Vikings did it in boats. Outdoor cremation has been around many cultures forever.
And coming soon to Missouri.
Hopefully.
Hang on here.
Hello, friends. My name is Henry Caslin, founder of the Caslin Corporation.
At Caslin, we take great pride in our unwavering focus on building revolutionary technology to create a positive impact. Every child is important to us, and every child deserves a companion, a friend that will never let you down. It's my great honor to introduce you to our most innovative product to date, Buddy. He's more than a toy. He's your best friend.
And he'll kill you, by the way. He'll kill you. Tim Matheson with us. That's from Child's Play. Tim, I'm going to bring something real quickly with you, Tim. We put photos up of people we talk to on the show, and you know, famous people, talented people. We never get 100% positive. There's some social media guy that doesn't like somebody. You're always 100% positive.
Wow.
You know, and it's funny. Wow. I think there's a lot. Obviously, there's a lot of odd or love, but you've played a lot of bad characters. You played a lot of bad guys in your career too.
But and they're the most fun.
They are the most fun. But do you think the odd or love just makes you just Tim Matheson? Everybody likes Tim Matheson. I'm being serious. It's never one negative comment when you're going to be on the show.
Well, that's nice to hear. You know, maybe it's just that the audience has gotten used to me because I've been around since I was a kid.
Exactly.
And, you know,
right.
And some of the things that I've done I think comedy. Listen, I think when you're in a comedy that works, the audience just adores you because we've seen so many bad comedies that don't work.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
Where people are trying too hard. It's such a relief when it happens and it's good. So I think there is a lot of goodwill from Animal House, certainly from say the West Wing
West Wing. You're great. Fletch is great. I mean, you've done it. But also, like I said, I'll flip on a movie and you're a bad guy. You're an out and out bad guy. You know, so you've been that guy.
But he has in real life no natural enemies. Or do you?
No, we send a doll after him. We send Chucky after him with a knife. So, you know, we take him out.
See, that's why.
Yeah.
He gets rid of him. Anybody who has anything bad to say about him is gone.
Tim Matheson, you mentioned we're old enough to remember you actually in the Disney movies and all those movies from the 60s, too. So we were kids watching that. So we obviously watched your whole career. But somebody, an old friend of mine, just told me that we've forgotten. You were the voice of Johnny Quest?
Oh, yeah. That was one of my early, you know, I was 15, I think, when I got that part.
Yeah.
And my mother would literally have to drive me there to the Hanna-Barbera studios and drop me off. Because I went to school there, I'd bring my schoolwork from my class, and I'd do my schoolwork there for 3 hours. And then I'd do my recording. It was a magical time in my life that I got to work with these great voice actors like Mel Blanc and Dawes Butler and Don Messick and June Foray, who did all the voices on. I'd sit there and watch the Flintstones being recorded too, and the Jetsons.
Well, they used to have like a lot of adults do teenage voices though, didn't they? I mean, you actually were a teenager doing a teenage voice.
Yeah, I was one of the few. They rarely brought kids in. They would, because you'd have one of the actors or actresses could do such a great character, then, and playing a kid wasn't very hard for them either. So
yeah.
You know what else?
Oh, my God, it was great.
Go ahead. What else? They rarely brought into the Johnny Quest was chicks.
we always made a comment there was never a woman on Johnny Quest.
When they talked about making a feature film version of it, somebody brought that point up. They said, there's a bunch of guys traveling around with a dog, you know. I said, there might be, you know, maybe they were, you know, ahead of their time. Who knows?
One of them had a scarf. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff there.
Yep. That,
it was a homoerotic cartoon that at the time we didn't know, you know, but it was great.
No, right. We just looked at it as an adventure cartoon.
And you know what? All these years later, I didn't know that you were the voice of that, and we used to love Johnny Quest back in the day. Tim Matheson. This is a reboot of Child's Play, obviously. It's a whole new version of Dolls Called What Now, Buddy?
Buddy.
All right.
Buddy.
Okay.
Buddy, he's your new best friend.
Yeah. How do you decide on roles, Tim? I mean, you get a lot of stuff offered to you. How do you decide what you want to do?
Well, I love the original Child's Play. I mean, I love horror films, and I've done a, you know, I did Sometimes They Come Back, a Stephen King movie, and so I've directed a bunch of, you know, suspense and horror films, which I love, and so And when my son-in-law is one of the producers of the movie, Aaron cool. Schmidt, is one, and so he said, we're shooting this up in Vancouver, and I was going to be in Vancouver doing a series that I'm doing for Netflix called Virgin River. And he said, come please and play Henry Caslen. We'll do it all in one day. I think we shot it over a weekend. And because Henry Caslen is the guy who invents this new doll, Buddy. And he does it because he loves kids and he wants them to have a new best friend.
Yeah.
And
does your character know Buddy is murders people?
No.
Oh, he doesn't.
And, okay. Oh no. He was well into. We decided, me and Lars Klevberg, the director, that we'd sort of see Walt Disney in our mind. And what if Mickey Mouse had gone bad?
Got it.
It was sort of that was our premise.
All right, I got it. Tim Matheson. Tim, are you gonna be back on College Game Day this year? That was great when you showed up to pick game. You picked game because you were up in Oregon, and that's where they that's where they filmed Animal House, so they used you as a celebrity guest, and I thought that was brilliant.
Oh, thanks. I had so much fun going back to Eugene, Oregon, where that was filmed, and those guys on that show are just too fun.
What was your pick? How'd you do on that day, by the way? Do you remember?
Well, I actually was one of the best of this season, but a couple that I had to pick Tennessee for my mom, and I had to pick Eugene. I had to pick the Duck.
Yeah.
And because of Animal House, and if I had not picked those two, I would have had the best of the season.
You had to suck up the two people, obviously.
I had to take a hit.
You had not picked those two, you would have had hateful comments on social media.
Well, he couldn't have sat in
that's
Eugene
right.
where Animal House was filmed and pick against the Ducks.
That's why Tim Matheson.
No way pick. That's going to happen.
That's
no.
why he has no social media haters, because he's a pleaser.
Yeah, nobody hates you, man.
He likes to please people. Yeah.
No, exactly.
Nobody hates you,
Tim. Tell them what they want to hear.
Tim, we're looking forward to the movie, and we appreciate all your work, and I love how you embrace every role you've ever done and don't shy away from the fun stuff. That's very cool, man. Thank you. Thank you for phoning, and good luck. Let's talk soon.
Todd, Tyler, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
Appreciate your time.
All right. Very cool. I just remembered the game day thing when I was talking to him.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, he was, because, some of those guests, it's usually a random country star nobody knows every week. And
they've always got some tie to the town.
Some tie, and the tie there was perfect, because they filmed Animal House, although the movie takes place in a college back east. They filmed Animal House at Eugene, where the Ducks play, and they brought in Tim Matheson, and it was a great choice, I thought.
Filmed Animal House, nobody gave a rat's ass about Oregon football, because they sucked.
Oh, yeah, exactly. In 77, they filmed
they
that. Movie came out in 70, 75, 76.
They sucked most of the 90s.
But what a great choice, I thought. So you don't remember that episode?
No, I missed that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I have to believe that he is a god in Eugene, Oregon.
Ah, you'd think so.
You would think he walks on water.
I think they referenced that. I think there was a lot of otter signs in the crowd that particular Saturday morning when game day was on.
I'm pretty sure that community embraces that entire cast.
You would think.
Oh, God, yeah.
You would hope that they do.
Yeah. Otter was back. Race Bannon always had the scarf, didn't he? Oh, and the Race was the main guy. Who was the other guy with the scarf? Haji was the little Indian boy, which is even creepier.
And what was the dog's name? Little Pug.
Probably a dude, too, right?
Oh, probably.
Yeah. I love the fact that he rolled with that, because he remembered them trying to make a live version, and everybody said, hey, it was just all dudes on that show running around.
And I didn't know Johnny is spelled without an H.
Did not know.
Oh, there was one woman listed here.
Yeah.
Jade?
People have got, but she wasn't a regular character.
She didn't appear regularly.
No. They went, ooh, girls. It was a He-Man woman-hating club.
Yeah, you had Race, Johnny, Bandit. Bandit was the dog.
And there was another guy, Dr. Somebody.
There's a guy who gets credit for voicing Bandit. He didn't say anything, did he?
I don't remember watching it much.
Yeah, he didn't say anything.
Are you thinking of Dr. Benton Quest?
Johnny's
dad?
Yeah, Johnny's dad, Race, Haji, and Johnny.
And Bandit.
and Bandit.
Yeah. Here come the Johnny Quest.
It's true of the 60s, but also ran the reruns for a long time, so got to be a certain age, but it was a good show.
Oh, they played it on Cartoon Network.
I'm sure they did, yeah.
You know, back in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm. Got a quick one, Craig?
Not so much.
All right. Well, we got time.
Yeah.
You got a kind of semi-long one, Craig?
Even then.
Yeah. You got an average size one?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Story. We're talking about stories, boss.
I was on the phone for 15
seconds. Get your head
seconds.
Out of the gutter. We're talking about stories and penis length.
Yeah. Something that would fit comfortably in the time that we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll fit.
In the time. Okay.
All right.
It'll fit.
Something that you don't have to force.
Yeah.
Yes, it fit.
Right in the time.
Out of Colombia, in the Colombian port city of Buenaventura, been crime waves going on, and so the bishop there has announced a partnership with the National Army, in which one of the National Army's helicopters will be used to drop holy water on the people of the city in an effort at an exorcism.
Yeah, that'll work.
This is a special festival that's going on.
Craig, I don't know this, and I'll just be, I'm the legitimate question here because your dad's a preacher, not a Catholic, but a preacher. How do they make water holy?
He's not involved in holy water.
Good. That's a whole other part. That's Catholic only?
I don't know who does it, but okay. Not his crowd.
Legitimate question for Catholics.
I imagine you pray over it and it's holy.
Got it.
Does it have to be a high-ranking official?
No,
because holy water.
Completely clueless about the whole deal.
How far up the Catholic chain do you have to be?
Or does some guy just grab a bottle? Say they're running late, got to fill it up. Somebody just grabs a, you know, Avion, just opens it up, pours it in there, and says, okay, it's holy.
If he blesses it right.
They don't know the difference. Okay, yeah. Got it. All right.
Yeah, I think you got to use the right sequence of words.
Yeah.
So people are going to be doused and sprayed with the holy water from above to try so that the town can be exorcised. They're calling this a mass exorcism.
You should do it with Gatorade.
They said, we want to go around Buenaventura from the air and sprinkle holy water and see if we can exorcise, drive out these demons that are destroying the port.
Again,
so that the blessing of God comes and removes all this evil that invades our streets.
Got to find out how you make the Gatorade holy.
What if you don't want to get wet? What happens then?
It's a festival. Everybody wants to get wet.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, jeez. You're horrible.
Random Catholic and random non-Catholic.
They say they want to make people aware of the evil inside and to ask for protection from God.
Did my hair
blessing
today.
The city.
All right. Here's the expert on how to make all things holy.
Is it
Joe America?
Do you rub a wave a sausage over it?
No, there may be some that do that. I don't know.
Legitimate question without any abuse, and that's rare from us. How do they make holy water?
Well, you got to be a priest, they bless it is all they do.
Got it.
And that's about as technical as it gets.
That's all we need to know,
One glass at a time? Can it be a whole bathtub full? Does it matter?
I don't think volume matters. It's, you know, kind of like the Force, you know, if you can pick up the Millennium Falcon or you can pick up a glass of water or whatever, you know.
It's a great analogy.
Yeah. Good one, Joe.
Great analogy.
Because I think I would just leave like a 100-gallon tank in there so you don't have to do so much blessing.
Well, they'd bless this whole helicopter, obviously.
You should stay away from it.
Then where's the sausage come in?
Yeah. That's this weekend.
Sausage blessed. Oh, or boiled in
holy water. Bless this sausage.
Boiled in holy water.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. So I'm blessing the sausage last night.
He's glad he called. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe is our Catholic insider. And they don't like that.
And patriot.
A true patriot.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.